AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distanced Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hasek, we are Mike and the Haas. Charlie, before you say, tell me how you. Good to see you, Eric.
It is great to see you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Eric had air conditioning going already.
I know
he likes working in the sauna, and
he does.
Come in and fire up the air conditioning, but he had it ready to go today.
I know. So it's so comfortable. So actually, Eric, we're going to keep you on the hot seat here. Do you actually prefer warm?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
That's
you just kind of forget, like, part. Hey, I got an air conditioner. I don't want to turn it on.
I guess it's like the lobster that sits at the boiling water.
Yeah. And just wait.
Just don't notice it gets warm, I guess.
Until the end of the day. Right. When we get here, and we're like, what the heck? So we really do appreciate that, and it is great to see you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, how are you doing?
Great. You know, it's a Monday, and here's a little backstory. So like most people that work...
Backstory about Monday?
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess so. Most people that work Monday through Friday, work week, don't particularly care for Mondays.
Yes.
That has all changed for me because we get to do our show on Monday, which actually makes my Mondays much better. Because I this is something I look forward to. I like to come in here and hang out with you and Eric, and it's a lot of fun. So, I get to do a little prep during my prep time, and it's just something to kind of make a kind of a not-so-great Monday into a great Monday.
Favorite day of the week?
My favorite day of the week is Friday.
Eric, favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
How about yours?
I'm a Thursday guy.
It's Friday Eve. Yes.
It's Friday Eve.
I like how you think.
Yeah.
And it's funny, and it goes back to like our college days. Thursday nights is when kind of things got kicked off.
Thursday night at my school, I was at Merrimack, which was in a lot of ways was a commuter school down in North Andover. And so the kids went in all kinds of different directions Friday afternoon. Thursday night they were on campus.
So Thursday night was the
Thursday
fun
night
time.
Was
yeah.
that's when everything hit the fan. It was
I gotcha. Yeah.
And then Friday classes were ugly.
Yeah. You always try not to have classes on Friday.
You try.
Or if you're going to get stuck with a class on Friday, it needs to be like afternoon.
Yeah.
So I got you.
But yeah, Fridays were always very ugly.
Yeah, I like Fridays. Fridays for me, just in general, like even now, like Friday, because usually I have Friday night lights and football.
I like Fridays at school. The mood at school is a little bit, better.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And so I like Thursday because I look forward to that Friday. That mood at school. I mean, it's a little bit lighter. I'm a little lighter on my feet on Fridays.
Yeah. Plus, do you have casual Friday? We do a little casual Friday.
I mean, people would argue that that's Monday through Friday for me.
Monday through Friday for you. But I guess it would be the same for me. I'm typically a little more casual. But Friday is truly if people that wear jeans day, I can wear like my school spirit t-shirt or something like that.
Yeah, but just the mood is just different in the building on Fridays with the kids, obviously not everybody. There's some stressors that, kids and parents, adults have too that, for the weekends. But for the most part, it's better. Mondays are tough at school.
Yeah.
You just
come off a couple of days out.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Worst night of the week is Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's the worst night.
Yeah.
I like Sunday night football.
Sunday night football kind of I feel much better watching that. But you're right, because I realize Sunday night football, by halftime of Sunday night football, I'm ready for bed.
I'm done,
unless it's a real close game.
Yeah.
And then I'm like preparing. Okay, what do I have to do tomorrow? And it's So I don't get
to sleep in like you do in elementary school. So I have to get up.
Listen, you're currently talking to the temple. The temple has to get up to work out. Although I did not work out this morning, so I have to after the show. I have to go work out.
The temple.
Yeah.
All right. Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro. It can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR, receive $5 off a Gingy Box. You can always join our conversation, 569 Lake, 569-5253. And we are not on Facebook today.
Tech issues.
I think we're in Facebook jail again.
I think we might be. I wish they would communicate with us, but we can't. We can't do a live feed from the Mike and the Haas page.
No.
And it's disappointing.
We might look at some other options.
Maybe
YouTube.
Switch platforms. Yeah. We can say goodbye to Zuckerberg. We don't need him.
I don't know if he needs us, but
He doesn't know that he needs us.
But he keeps sending us notifications that we broke the rules.
It's true, and it's kind of like my future friendship with Tom Brady. Tom Brady doesn't understand how important I'm going to be in his life.
Doesn't know.
You know,
I'm not going to use any names, but I had a student, and she liked a boy, and she said, "Does the boy have a girlfriend?" And he goes, "Yes, but he doesn't know it yet."
Oh, I love that. That's great. That was such a good answer. Tom Brady doesn't know that he has a friend in me.
He doesn't. Okay.
Not yet.
Do you dream about like hanging out with Tom Brady?
Totally. I mean, there's something about Tom Brady. I would love to just hang out with him, even if it was for an hour, have a cup of coffee. He probably wouldn't drink coffee, but whatever, he could have carrot juice.
I actually entertained. I was having a tough time with my opening take today, just coming up with something that was worthy.
Yeah.
And I almost went with Tom Brady because he's superhuman.
He is. It's unbelievable.
5 touchdowns yesterday, yeah. No picks.
No.
Now, I mean, granted, Atlanta's not that great, and he's got weapons up the gazoo.
It still
but
doesn't matter.
You know, Aaron Rodgers has weapons up the gazoo. You know, he's not doing this.
Right.
It's incredible what he's doing.
He's unbelievable.
And it's people, I don't think they realize, especially the younger generation. I don't even know if we're our generation. Tom Brady's been playing football.
Yes.
For about half of our lifetime.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Think about that. He's been playing professional football at a high level for about half of our lifetime, and we're not really young.
No.
He's been playing professional football for my oldest son's
entire life.
Entire life.
Yeah.
Entire life. That's not just playing football. Professional football.
Right. Which is just unbelievable.
You know, we talk about kids, and I've referred to this before, like hockey age. You know, and my wife gets a kick out of this. When you're in the hockey world, you know, what are you? Oh, I'm an 05.
You talk about the year you were born.
I'm an 07. You know, that's how everybody's identified. What team is it? Oh, it's the 03s.
Yep.
Tom Brady is like a 78.
Yeah, that's right. It's true.
He really is. Well, how old is he? 44, right?
He's 44, yeah.
So he is – no, he's not a 78. He's like a 76.
Yeah. Yeah, 76 because I've got the big birthday coming up.
Right. Yeah. There are NFL players right now that are 2000s.
It's crazy. Yeah, because it's funny because a lot of these rookies, I mean, Mac Jones being one of them, grew up like idolizing and watching Tom Brady.
They have Tom Brady posters on their walls.
Yeah, yeah. And some of them have
Patrick Mahomes.
Now they get to
Patrick
play
Mahomes
with them.
Has only been there for a couple of years.
Right.
Their parents have Tom Brady pictures on their wall.
Yeah.
Just like you.
I wish I had a Tom Brady poster. I do have a Patriots pennant in my classroom. But yeah, so it's I think you know the Tom Brady take would have been a good one. But you got a good take here about Mac Jones and Zach Wilson.
Well, you know, we're going to get into the game later. But Mac Jones and Zach Wilson, I felt bad for Zach Wilson because organizationally, what we saw it. The difference between Mac Jones and Zach Wilson is, I think everybody would say that Zach Wilson is more talented, more athletic.
Yeah. On paper, the better quarterback.
Might have a bigger upside.
Yeah.
But what we saw yesterday was an organizational philosophy about the quarterback. And I think back to the Jets back in 07 when they drafted Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
And it was Mark Sanchez had the headband. Mm-hmm. He was Hollywood.
Yeah,
he was the Flash.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was decent at
times. He was like the 2000 version of Jim McMahon.
Yeah. Well, now I think we have the 2021 version of Jim McMahon because Zach Wilson has the headband. And he's Hollywood.
Yep.
He's Flash, but there's no substance.
No.
And you see organizationally they put him in a position where he was going to lose. The Jets fans have bailed on Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
They've bailed four picks yesterday on balls that he had no business throwing.
Right.
They did not put an offense around Zach Wilson. They put an offense around Mac Jones.
They sure did.
Mac Jones gets out there and, sure, he's, you know, one of the lowest as far as completion lengths
in
the league.
6.6
yards.
But he's
still 73, 74%.
Right.
He's not trying to to take the top off the defense, as they said.
Right.
We'll get to the some criticism about Mac Jones, but the Patriots are protecting him. They're putting him in a place to succeed, whereas the Jets put Zach Wilson in a place to fail. He had no chance. He threw interceptions on basically his first three passes yesterday.
Yeah. But they were yesterday.
And Belichick has a history of exposing young quarterbacks, and you can know that Belichick doesn't have a lot of respect for Zach Wilson based on some of the comments that he has that he's not ready for the NFL. He's not a NFL ready quarterback,
right?
Unlike Mac Jones,
he should have spent a season learning from a veteran,
or just they should have spent a season putting in an offense that would allow him to succeed.
Right?
He should not be throwing the ball around like Aaron Rodgers does.
Oh, right? I mean, new head coach in New York,
but.
I totally get what you're saying.
It's a huge difference in what they're doing. This was not about Zach Wilson or Mac Jones. This was about the Patriots versus the Jets.
Yeah.
And if you want to know, now maybe down the road Zach Wilson's going to be great. But
Mark Sanchez wasn't.
They're really risking the future of this number 2 pick.
Right.
And we saw Sam Darnold's down in Carolina. He's 2-0. He's playing very efficiently. He's not throwing picks. He's putting this team in a place to succeed. Where did Sam Darnold play last year?
The New York Jets.
Oh. Was he a top pick?
Yes, he was.
He was a top pick.
Yes.
It's an organizational philosophy that they can't get out of their own way.
Right.
And so, we got this new car. It's the guy with the flashy car that does cookies in the parking lot until he bangs into the light post.
Right.
This is what's happening. Where the Patriots get the Honda Accord that's good on gas and drive it for 250,000 miles.
Drive it forever.
And just change the oil on it because they understand how to deal with their talent.
Right.
And that's all. This was not about the Patriots. This was not about Jones versus Wilson.
No, it's about the
organization. It's about the organization.
Patriots versus the Jets, really, the organization. My take, NHL, I'm sure you guys saw this, the approach to COVID should be universal, I believe, for all professional sports teams. And this is what the NHL is doing. Teams, what's the matter? What are we looking at?
Josh Spalding is in the
Josh Spalding is in
the house.
Oh my goodness! Come on in, Josh.
Did you invite him?
No, he's always invited. He has an open invitation. The interesting thing about Josh Spalding is kind of we have a similar relationship, and he didn't realize this when we first met. He didn't realize that one day that we would be friends, similar to how Tom Brady. You know, when we meet, we're going to be friends. So Josh,
Tom Brady, Josh
and Tom
same
Brady,
kind of.
Yeah. So Josh, good timing here. The NHL has a COVID policy that we're totally loving. That's that all players that are not vaccinated, so unvaccinated players, will be required to they won't be paid if they have to take any time off because of COVID related issues. When they travel and they're on the road, they're going to be quarantined to their hotel room because they're not vaccinated and certainly can get to the rink. And then when they go to Canada, they really can't go to Canada because the Canadian rules say that you have to be vaccinated in order to move about the great nation of Canada. So the Bruins are 100% vaccinated, their staff, all of their players. And I don't know why the NHL can do this, but other organizations are having a difficult time implementing this.
Why?
Yeah, sure. That's a rhetorical question, but I'd like to hear your why.
I actually probably don't want to share my reason for on why they are, because I think it goes down the political vein, and I think I probably just shared it anyway.
Well, you might as well go there. You already opened up the can of worms.
Are
you saying Joe Biden's an NHL fan? Where are you going with this?
I am saying that the political makeup of your organization is going to probably have some ramifications as far as the amount of people that are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's probably safe to say that there's certainly more in one party that are getting vaccinated than another party.
Okay.
And so, that's where I think it is. And so you could, I'd also venture to say with the NHL that many, many players from the NHL are from European countries.
Absolutely.
And Canadian countries.
Yep.
And they're a little bit more liberal in terms of getting things vaccinated and their COVID policies and themselves.
Because they certainly like to be able to travel back home.
Well, and I think that spreads through a team.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see a lot of teams that have one person or two people not vaccinated.
Right.
I think when you get to that 90%, 95%, just straight peer pressure and sportsmanship, whatever, I think these people are going to get vaccinated. But when you're at 50%, it's a little bit easier not to be vaccinated.
Oh, I totally agree. Right. And you've, of course, we've gone over time because we had to talk about your opening take.
We'll come back to yours if you want.
No, it's good. We're good.
All right, Mike and the Hoss.
Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey, Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series on the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page.
Going on a trip? Start your travels with less stress.
JCN Shuttle offers transportation to and from all local and regional airports, concert venues, sporting events, and will even take you to the casino.
Need to get your car to Florida? JCN Shuttle features long-haul vehicle transport to anywhere in the continental United States.
JCN Shuttle is locally owned and operated and fully insured.
They are currently offering a 10% discount off the purchase of any gift certificate.
Give JCN Shuttle a call at 603-515-1894 or visit jcnshuttle.com.
JCN Shuttle will take you anywhere at any time.
Let them do the driving so you don't have to. Welcome back to Mike and Haas. We'd like to welcome along Josh Balding, who has crashed our party.
It's great.
Yeah, why not? Right?
Yeah.
He had nothing better to do. No. Sorry. Yeah. Just stop in and jump on the air.
I should have. It's
very random, rare that I have 4 o'clock on a day.
I was going to say, we typically don't see you during the athletic season.
My game was changed today. I was at a place where there was no game, so I had a game at 5:30, so I said I'll just keep going this way.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad you joined us. Totally random, nothing to do with sports. When did it already start? When does the new season of Survivor start?
Wednesday night, Charlie.
It's Wednesday night.
2 hour season premiere.
So I've been watching.
Season 41.
I've seen some of the, ads and promotions for it. I have to say, and I know you're a huge fan. Jeff Probst, he doesn't age.
He does not.
That
age.
Guy does not
he's
age.
He's done every single one.
Yeah.
Of
yes, I mean, he looks the same for the past 20 years.
Yep. Is he involved? Like, is it producer and stuff like that?
He is now. Involved? Yes. Okay. Yes. He's a producer and he's an executive. He's basically the man in charge now.
Okay. Like,
he wasn't when he started. He's worked his way up through the ranks, and he's basically the man in charge now.
Yeah. That's exciting.
All right.
Is this going to be a good season?
It's going to be different. 26 days instead of 39, which is a very unusual thing.
Oh, they're getting soft.
Because they had to quarantine for 14 days when they got to Fiji, so they cut into their production time. And
First of all, Fiji. Isn't Fiji like a...
That's where they always go. That's where they've been there for...
So they've been going to the same place now?
Yeah, for the last 8 years, I think.
Oh, so the set's there then. It's all...
Basically everything's there for them. That's why it's cheaper for them to just go there and do it. And they do 2 seasons back to back. They already filmed 41 and 42 are both filmed already.
Oh, wow.
And they film them essentially back to back with like a 3 or 4 week
break.
That's
pretty cool.
Are you really excited about it?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's obsessed.
Oh, I know. I mean,
it's a new season, man. We haven't had Survivor in a year and a half. And it's been a long year and a half. And
where do the people that, not the contestants, but where does Jeff stay? Like, where do they stay?
They have production facilities where everybody stays, including Jeff. And there's a production camp where, I mean, I don't know, every place they've been has been different. But I imagine now that they've been in Fiji for a long time, they have a pretty good setup now.
Did you apply this time?
I was going to say, have you applied before?
I have applied a number of times. I've done a video 2 or 3 times, and I went to a live casting call once. So,
is that like the live casting call? Is that a level up from the video?
You just go and you make a video in front of them.
Do you feel like you have to offer something different? You can't
And I don't have that, I don't think. I'm a white male in my 40s. And right now they're looking very diverse. They're trying to make diverse casts. And there's a lot of white males in their 40s trying to get on Survivor. And
yeah, but you're
that's
a,
not
you're,
me.
you're a, a, a sports writer. You've got long hair. You've been on Mike and the Hoss.
Oh, well, that's true.
Do you use that?
I haven't, because I haven't applied since I've been on Mike
Maybe
and
we
the
should
Hoss,
do a video so with the three of us. Yeah, yeah. We'll bring Eric in as well.
And then they'll take you guys and not me. Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it. You would be good at it. You probably
I wouldn't even last on the boat ride over to the island.
Yeah, that would be. I'd get there and I'd be like, what's the quickest way to get off the island?
I'm not a Survivor person, but I do remember watching the first few seasons that.
Yeah.
And I think it was the first season that somebody basically got off the boat and then they got voted off the island. It was the first season.
No, that was season 10 where they had two people that literally they got voted out before the game even started.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, wow. And was that part of the game?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's awful. Didn't even make it off the boat.
They got off the boat. They just did not get – they got on the island.
They didn't get to spend the night.
They spent the first night there, and then they said, all right, we're choosing tribes. Two people aren't going to be chosen, and you're going home.
Wow. But they don't send them home. They quarantine them or whatever. Yeah,
they send them off. They can't go home. No, spoiler. That would be a spoiler.
Gotcha. Although getting kicked off early might be nice.
You get a vacation. I mean, you get a vacation.
There's a lot of nice places in Fiji.
Well, no, they keep you in Fiji until the jury starts. And when the jury starts, they send you on a trip. I mean, obviously they can't do that now with COVID and stuff.
Sure.
But they would send them on a trip. So like they go to Australia or they go to South America or Mexico or wherever.
All
they go someplace.
Pages,
yeah, yeah. You know? And they take them and the handlers take them and they take them off and they do a trip with them so that they are around the game and they're not impacting the game.
Wow. That's awesome.
Hey, we have some athletes of the week we want to talk about.
We do.
Awesome.
Our female athlete of the week is Anna Ekstrom. Anna scored an overtime reverse shot against the Hollis Brookline Cavaliers to give the varsity girls field hockey team a 1-0 win. The win helped the field hockey team improve to 3-2 on the season. Great job, Anna.
The male athlete of the week is Ben Libby. Ben led the JV boys soccer team to a 3-1 win against a competitive Milford JV squad. Ben netted two goals for the Knights and had numerous plays in the field to help the team secure the win. Congratulations, Ben.
I'm assuming a reverse shot is when you turn the stick upside down and then shoot it that way?
Or you shoot it on your wrong side.
You can't use the back of the stick.
You can't use the back of the stick, so you'd have to turn the stick. That's
what I mean. You turn the stick.
Yeah, I would guess. That
sounds pretty sick.
It's not easy, I would imagine. But field hockey confuses me a lot. So
yeah.
Even after
ice hockey's heading down that road as far as they changed some of the USA Hockey rules where the delayed offsides, it's gone. You can't ice the puck when you're shorthanded. That's gone.
What?
And so
you can't ice the puck.
What do you mean you can't ice the puck? Well, it's not icing when you're shorthanded.
When you're shorthanded, you cannot. It is icing. If you're shorthanded, and this is up until 18,
but
it does not include high school.
That's the strategy of the game. If you're shorthanded, you
want
to clear your zone.
USA Hockey is trying to force the kids to play hockey. They don't want a big defenseman just being able to take slap shots down to the other end of the ice. So that's one. And now, I'm not for it because it certainly changes that game as far as the shorthanded piece. But you could argue, and I can hear the argument on that. The other one, the delayed offsides. So you're getting to be a hockey person.
Yeah.
So basically, if say the puck exits the zone and there's still guys in the zone.
Oh, I understand.
The defenseman
offside,
can hit the puck in the zone. The referee's not going to blow the whistle. Everybody has to clear the zone, and then they can get back in.
Yeah, his hand's up, and you got to.
That is no longer. Now the whistle blows.
Are you kidding? This is going to make the games last forever.
It's unbelievable. A game this weekend in Laconia, not one of Will's, but one of the younger kids' games, had to go into running time at the end of the game to meet the requirements of the rink so that they could. It's just absolutely terrible.
Does this carry into high school?
No, high school is not affecting. High school is not doing it. But it's up until 18 years old. So, like Will's 16 team, he's played in two tournaments so far this year. One tournament had this rule. The other tournament they played NCAA rules, and they didn't have it. Right. And that's how some our places are getting away with it. We're going to say, hey, we're NCAA rules. We don't have to do it. The ECL one, which was down in Connecticut, played it. It was, and this is not to knock field hockey, but I know there's a lot of whistles in field hockey.
There is.
And they're trying to work on that and try to reduce the amount of whistles in field hockey.
I think they have, truthfully.
Yeah, and so, but there were so many whistles. So many whistles. And there was no flow to the game because the game kept getting stopped for whistles.
Right.
Face-offs.
Hate that.
And so USA Hockey sent out a justification to its members, and one of the reasons they said they would want that, they're forcing the defenseman to play the puck in the neutral zone. They want more neutral zone play, not just firing it back into the zone and being more creative in the neutral zone. Well, in the meantime, it's taking away from the game itself, and so it's not as fun of a game.
Right.
You're not seeing it because nobody wants to be sitting there doing faceoffs all day long. And it's costing money because of the ice time because it's going over. They said that it's only going to be two more whistles a game, which is a bunch of...
I would say the games
down in Connecticut, it was at least 10 more whistles per game. At least.
Well, that's enjoyable because who doesn't like to hear the whistle blow 1,000 times a game?
Right. Yeah. So, anyway... A little side note.
Should we do a little Kingswood update?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, should we start with football?
Yep. So the boys struggled against Guilford Belmont the other night, 41-6. I would say they struggled in all facets of the game.
Yes.
I think props to Guilford. Were you at the game?
Yep.
Did you go to that one?
I did.
He waved to us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. How could
we
I
always
forget?
Look for Josh at the games.
Yeah,
I thought Guilford looked good. I thought they looked good in warm-ups, and I thought that they
I've
they
seen them
some
a couple times
players.
Now. They do have some skill players. Their quarterback is learning. He was not supposed to be their starting quarterback this year. His brother was supposed to be the starting quarterback, and his brother got injured or realized there was an injury in the preseason, and so he stepped in. He's a sophomore, and he's just a great athlete. He makes up for what he doesn't know about quarterbacking as a great athlete.
Right, and he just played the first quarter. He was like 3 for 4 for 136 yards in the first quarter, 33 yards rushing.
He ran really well. I was impressed with his throwing ability.
Yeah,
because he dropped a few balls just right.
Where
the Kingswood boys had good coverage.
Yeah,
and he was just dropping it right in the basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was good.
So my prediction is not that you care, but my prediction is Guilford Belmont is going to run into a Lebanon team and a Timberlane. So they're going to end up 3-2.
They have Lebanon and Timberlane the next two games. That's going to be a hard time.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be beating them.
Lebanon and Timberlane are considered two of the best teams in Division II. Plymouth has Timberlane this weekend, which should be a really good game.
On a positive note for Kingswood, some of the young players got a chance to play and got
absolutely
in the game.
Yeah.
Shout out to Garrett Burke.
He came in to play quarterback.
Yep. He played against Plymouth too.
Really did a nice job leading the offense.
Yeah, I was impressed with Garrett. I think that the future at that position looks pretty good for them right now.
He's grow a little taller, so you can see a little higher.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
The operation was pretty efficient for a freshman, right?
Yes.
I thought he did a nice job.
Absolutely.
And we called out a few other kids. Anthony Domko.
Yeah.
We called out his name.
Yeah. And so happy for Matt Perkins. Putting the ball in the end zone.
Good kid.
Yeah. Great kid. And you know what? He ran the cross country meet prior to the football game.
Same day.
That's awesome.
Found that out.
That's great.
Yep.
So
good for him.
Boys soccer?
Boys soccer, once again, the Knights, they played a close game. The defense continues to shine. Offensively, they can't put the ball in the back of the net. They lost a close one to undefeated Milford on Saturday afternoon.
What was the score of that game?
It ended up 3-1. They got a late goal. It was really 2-1 until the last minute. They travel to Conval tomorrow evening, so they're probably already on the road heading to Conval right now. But Friday night's a big night. Friday night, the place is going to be rocking. 7 o'clock, Friday night lights for boys soccer. It's neon. So, Josh, if you have a chance to come to the game, I don't know what your schedule is, you got to wear your neon. Like, take it back to the 80s. So it's neon night on Friday night lights. I'll be there doing some announcing, running the clock. So hope to see you there, Mike, for the boys. Girls soccer, they lost a close game the other day to Spalding, Division I Spalding. They lost 2-1, and they were beat by Milford on Friday evening. Were you there?
No.
Okay, on Friday evening. They're home against Conval tomorrow evening, 6:30, so head over to Alumni Under the Lights for tomorrow night, and they travel to Pembroke on Friday evening.
Field hockey, we mentioned that the girls won on Friday night in overtime. Anna Ekstrom had the reverse shot goal.
Yeah, so cool.
We're talking about that.
Yeah.
They play tonight at 5:30.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's the reason why Josh is here.
I was going to say Coach Spalding is going to be there.
That's where Josh is going.
Yeah, which is awesome. And cross country, briefly checked in with Coach Arsenault the other day, and they had a home meet on Friday afternoon, and he's going to try to call in this week to give us an update about the season and some of his runners.
All right. And volleyball, Josh actually gave us an update. They beat Kennett last week, last Wednesday.
3-0.
3-0.
That's great. So three sets, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So overall, the volleyball team doing well. We've been trying to hook up with Lynette Place, the coach.
That was their first win. Okay. But they've been playing well. She just told me, we kind of beat ourselves in some of these games. And tonight, that Wednesday night, they didn't. So
yeah, nice. What are your thoughts? I only have about a minute for this segment. The NHIA football. So what do you think? It's going to come down to Plymouth Timberlane. What are your thoughts for Division II?
I don't know. I haven't seen Lebanon. Lebanon is supposed to be very, very good.
All right.
I've seen Plymouth. I've seen Timberlane. Timberlane, they will play this weekend. Plymouth and Timberlane are playing Saturday.
So should be a good match.
So I think that'll tell us a lot. But then again, I'm never going to count Plymouth out of anything. Even if Timberlane beats them 35-5 this weekend, which I don't think is quite possible.
Well,
I guess
you can. You get a field goal and a safety.
But if Timberlane beats them by a lot this weekend, I would never count Plymouth out against anybody in the playoffs because it's Plymouth and they find a way to beat anybody at any time.
Right.
They can always find that way.
Should be exciting.
We'll be right back. We're Mike and the Haas and Eric's Wonders.
Hey, this is Charlie Hossack from Mike and the Haas. Whether you're an Olympic athlete, weekend warrior, or just plain old like me, you should visit Seacoast Spine and Sports Injury Clinic. They have locations in Portsmouth, Hampton, and Alton, New Hampshire. The clinic has received numerous awards such as Best of Seacoast and Best of New Hampshire, and they accept most major health insurances. The clinic provides chiropractic sports medicine, routine chiropractic care, physical therapy, and naturopathic medicine. My family and I have been regular patients at the Seacoast Spine and Sports Clinic for the past 6 years and highly recommend them for all of your healthcare needs. Check them out on the web at seacoastsportsinjuries.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. If you're in the real estate market, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Fay brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Fay and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Fay. No one knows the local market better than Fay, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshop.com. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas and WASR.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait for Eric's cue.
You kind of gave me a point there.
I'm just saying what's going on here. That's all. Just letting you know.
Well, you made it seem like we were ready to go.
I am not in charge of giving hand signals.
Then why'd you do it?
I apparently took you off your game.
You did. Let's do Eric's Wonders, brought to you by Skelly's Market.
This is great because I'd like to have the convenience store. Sorry. Say it again. Let's do it again.
Let's do Eric's Wonders, brought to you by Skelly's Market.
The convenience store with a little more.
You have one job.
Live radio, folks. Live radio. No recording here.
I was going to say, so Skelly's Market. No, I'm excited because we have Josh here. So he, if he wants to, of course, can weigh in on this. But Eric's Wonder this week is, he said, hey, if the NFL plays in all types of weather, why doesn't Major League Baseball? So if you can play football in all types of weather, why can't you play baseball? So as a general rule, Eric, baseball games aren't played in the rain as a way to protect players from injury and to prevent damage to the field. Emphasis on damage to the field. Heavy rain limits the visibility of a baseball while also making the baseball heavy and slippery. There is also concern about lightning during the summer months. Football games are generally played in the fall and winter, so you don't have as many thunderstorms. Also, football games occur once a week. So the grounds crew, if the field gets destroyed, you know, during a mud bowl, can replace all the turf, replace all the grass before the next game. So and I know you've seen baseball games and the grounds crews, you know, try to get out there and they put the tarps on and all that stuff. But a lot of it comes down to field management and of course player safety.
You don't want if you're a batter standing in the batter's box and you have a pitcher who's throwing a wet, slippery ball, you don't want to be near like an Aroldis Chapman throwing 101 when the ball's soaking wet, when he might not have the best control on a good day, and on a bad day he can just get away from you really fast.
Two players get hit in the face again.
The umpire,
I'm forgetting his name. A player got hit in the face.
Oh, really?
They had the interview the next day. You interviewed him the next day. His nose was like around his ear, but it was.
Holy cow. Did you see the umpire hit, the first base umpire?
Yes, I did see that on the bad throw.
He didn't see that coming.
Yeah, on the bad throw.
It hit him right in the side of the head.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
But, dangerous sport.
Does that help, Eric?
It does, yes.
Nice.
That was a great wonder, Eric. I just want to compliment you on that wonder.
That's good. It'll be a nice ride home for you, Eric.
Do you watch the game yesterday?
Which
Mr.
game
Haas,
are we talking about?
We're talking about
Red
the Patriots
Sox.
Game. The Patriots game.
Of course I watched the Patriots.
We are going to have to get to the Red Sox, too. Josh, you watched the game yesterday?
I did. I watched both of them.
Okay. Thoughts? Let's just do initial thoughts. Were you impressed with the Patriots?
I was satisfied. I mean, it's the Jets, so I kind of kept it in check. I think we texted a little bit at the beginning of the game that I was just concerned with the fact that the Patriots dominated the time of possession and all of the turnovers in the first half, that they were only up by 10 points.
Yep.
How about you, Josh?
I think the same. I mean, Belichick has a way with rookie quarterbacks of just getting in their heads, and getting four picks is impressive. It is good defensive effort, obviously, even though I think a couple of those look like they were being thrown directly to the defenders.
Well, Josh, you weren't here for my opening take, and I said that the result of the game between Mac Jones and Zach Wilson was more of a Patriots versus Jets organizational philosophy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that,
but they're also two different types of quarterbacks. I mean, Zach Wilson's a gunslinger. That's what he does. He comes out and he throws the ball. And Mac Jones is more of a get it, stand in there, throw short passes, make it. And that's what the Patriots like to do. And I don't know that the Jets normally with the different quarterbacks over the years. I think they said on the broadcast they'd had four number one draft picks they've used on quarterbacks in the last, 6 or 7 years or whatever it was. And they're numerous quarterbacks. Do they want to always have that type of offense? Are they trying to instill that type of offense now?
Organizational
that they have that
philosophy.
Type of quarterback? Yeah. I mean,
and you're not putting these quarterbacks in a place where they could succeed.
Yeah, exactly.
And Zach Wilson had no chance yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, Zach Wilson in the Patriots offense is probably going to do some of the same stuff.
I disagree.
Well,
I disagree. They won't give him the plays to do that.
Well, but what I'm saying is that they're not going to draft a player like that because that doesn't fit what they do. So Mac Jones is the kind of player that they're going to draft because he does those type of things. He can throw the long ball if you need him to.
But if Zach Wilson was in the Patriots offense, they would dial down the play calling so that they would not be throwing 30-yard outs.
Absolutely true. But how good is he going to be at the 5 yards, 6 yards stuff at a time when it's not something he usually does?
Are you telling me that if Zach Wilson was available, let's say the Patriots were drafting second, and you had Zach Wilson? He was the number two pick.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and you had Zach Wilson and Mac Jones. You saying they take Mac Jones over Zach Wilson?
I still think they take Mac Jones, just because I think he works with what they want to do. I think they would have traded out of number two, traded down, and then taken him. Okay. I just feel like that from the beginning.
I don't disagree with you that Mac Jones, I think, fits the Patriots offense better. Zach Wilson is uber talented.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
But organizationally, you can't be letting, you know, that sending the 21-year-old throwing just, you know, bullets all over the field.
Right.
I mean, it was a recipe for disaster for him, and I felt bad. I actually felt bad for the kid.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets are just a mess. And that's why, you know, you're like Charlie said, you're satisfied. It's a good win. They needed the win to get away from that first loss.
Right.
It's good. You take it. And you had, you know, Damian Harris had a great game, made up for that fumble.
James White looked really good.
I think James White, I heard Matt Chatham from Nesson talking about this morning, that, you know, James White didn't have a big role last season because of the type of quarterback they had, because of Cam Newton. Now, Cam Newton's not a check down guy.
Right.
You got Mac Jones is more of a check down guy. James White's going to be a big part of the offense again this year, like he used to be with Tom Brady.
Well, I know we're going to get into it later, but I'm feeling a little bit better about next week because the Saints don't look that good.
Well, they did. I mean, it depends which Saints team you get.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Now, is that home?
They're at home next. Patriots are at home next.
Patriots
week.
Home. Yes. So they get back-to-back home ones. They're going to need that one because I don't see them beating your boy coming into town the following week.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit because that's when we're going to get a chance to meet, I hope. But some defensive concerns. The run defense isn't as good as I thought it was going to be. It's improved from last year, but it's still not there. And I guess what worries me is that front seven, all the money, all the hype, I see it sometimes, but I'm not seeing the complete package.
I think it'll come. I think that's going to develop. I'd rather them starting out a little bit on the slow side rather than a couple years ago when they came out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then they fell apart.
Nicknamed themselves.
Right, and then they fell apart. I'd rather them try to get better rather than starting at the top. I think the Patriots teams are always better when they're trying to get better.
Yeah.
And they work their way up to Thanksgiving, and then they start dominating.
Yeah. What they had the bye
they have late some
this
young
year.
Guys.
Like
you know, Christian Barrymore is a young guy on the front. Yeah. Josh Uche is a young guy that they're playing with. Judon is, you know, he's not young, but he's a big free agent. Yeah, he's still learning that system. Yeah. Yeah. So I think Hightower didn't even play last year. I mean, so I think you could – Van Noy didn't play yesterday. So I think that there's going to be some things. Concerns, red zone at this point?
Yeah, I mean, when we get into the red zone and not being able to score?
I'm not a big fan of Nick Folk going to be setting the NFL record in field goals.
That's well, not, I mean, 3 points is better than no point, I guess. I mean,
but they still don't have one single throw into the end zone.
Right.
Not one target into the end zone right now.
The touchdown was caught outside the end zone. And Aguilar ran it in.
So that's, I mean, that's a stat. But, again, I have faith in what they're doing. They're bringing him along slowly. Yeah. And they're keeping him in a position where he's going to
succeed.
I do like his makeup. I do like his makeup. When he the first touchdown, he didn't take the ball. He's not interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's where Brady started. And I know we're not supposed to compare him to Brady, but that's the kind of stuff that he was doing at the beginning.
Who's Brady?
Team. Yeah. You mentioned the run defense. O-line.
Yes. You're worried about Trent. I mean, Trent Brown hopefully will be back this week. Belichick dismissed that whole thing today. I don't know if you heard the press conference. I mean, Bill was actually more vocal than I've heard Bill, because when that was brought up, you know, are you concerned about your tackle position, your offensive line? And he had some compliments to say of the other two guys that came in, and he feels like Trent Brown is, you know,
going to be okay.
They
need him. I think he makes a big difference. I don't think they win the Super Bowl a few years ago without Trent Brown.
Yeah.
I think he is, and he's playing on the right side now, because he played on Brady's left when he was there. Now Isaiah Wynn, who's, I'd say he's okay at this point.
Yeah.
But your right side is where you struggled yesterday.
I don't know you need any more blockers. I mean, just see Mac Jones make the block there. I mean, yeah, he's obviously he's just going to be playing on the line.
So I'm going to go into the fetal position and just make you run around me.
Yeah.
Or over me.
Yeah. Or over me. So, I mean, overall, satisfied? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that you never know. That could have turned ugly.
I mean,
a few
I guess
things
my prediction came true. It turned into an easy win, you know, which I kind of hinted at. The first half wasn't necessarily easy, but by the second half, it was cruise control, where I was comfortable enough to be able to multitask and do other things while watching the game, like watch the Red Sox.
Yeah, those are the best ones.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes, and I know when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the NFL recap, our picks, and so on, and we're going to do some power rankings too. Yeah. And I'm glad Josh is here. But Red Sox won 5 in a row.
Yeah.
They are 2.5 up on the Yankees.
Yep.
Yeah, they got the top wild card spot.
And they're one ahead of Toronto right now.
One ahead of Toronto. Yeah. And then Oakland and Seattle are like three back, give or take.
Yeah. And the Red Sox are off tonight.
And two of the Mets coming up. And then another off day. So then they got the Yankees. So
this was
a big series.
Going into the weekend, I said they had to win 11 out of their last 14 games. I think that was the number I gave.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
And I had them sweeping Baltimore.
Twice.
Twice. No, you listened.
No, but I'm going to say I just think it was twice.
Sweeping Baltimore. That was six
I'm
wins.
I'm always working when you guys are on.
I had them sweeping the Mets.
So that gets you to 8.
That got me to 8.
And then going 2 out of 3 against the Yankees?
And 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. That was 10.
There's one other series.
You still got the Nationals. They finished with the Nationals.
I think they have 2 with the Nationals. I think I had them splitting with the Nationals. Yeah. I still think it's going to be 11. I do. I still think they have to get to that 11 wins. I think Toronto's keeping pace.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Red
Toronto
Sox.
Toronto was ahead of them at some point last week.
I mean, I think
what we're going to see.
The wild card play-in game is not going to be in Boston. It's not going to be in New York. It's going to be in Toronto.
I was such a huge Cleveland fan. Thank you, Cleveland, for beating the Yankees.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, the Yankees, I don't
Thank
know.
You, anyone, for beating the Yankees. Yeah, really. I don't mind
yeah,
if anybody
good point.
Beats it. Yeah. Where are we at now? So we had 14, so we have 11
games
left.
There's
11
games remaining for the Red Sox.
And how many do they have to win, Josh, to get in?
Put them on the spot.
7, 8.
Yeah, I'm feeling, I'm feeling you. I'm
seven,
saying 7.
Eight,
you're saying
seven.
He's, no,
7
he said
and
8,
4.
Eight,
is it 7?
Eight, eight, eight,
maybe
me.
8. But I mean, I think it all depends on how you do against the Yankees. If you lose all 3 to the Yankees, you're going to be in trouble. I think that, you know, I mean, that's –
and those are – That's in Fenway.
Yes, yeah,
that's
Fenway. The final.
The schedule is in. It's certainly in the Red Sox favor.
Absolutely,
most of their games are at home.
Sure. Two series against Baltimore in the last week and a half is an advantage. Yankees have a tougher schedule. The Yankees have to play Toronto
Rays. They got to play the Rays.
Tampa. Yeah.
Not all the Baltimore games were that easy. Yesterday they had to come from behind.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it happens.
any given day, right?
But I'd rather come from behind against Baltimore than try to come from behind against Toronto.
I
or
agree.
Against a team with a good bullpen, which Baltimore.
And this is good, the fact that offense. We always said this, Josh, but the fact that we're talking about Red Sox being relevant towards the end of September. Is exciting,
especially
for us.
Going, especially after last year and this year,
right?
And that's a win in itself.
This year's team has been, to me, I've enjoyed it a lot more than I did last year, and I think a lot of people are saying the same thing. This year's team is a little more fun to watch, and it's better than winning helps absolutely. I watch anyways, win or lose. I watch or listen depending if I'm driving. So,
I would also say that just about every single month has been great for the Red Sox except for August. If you take out that the month of August,
sure.
They've had a really, really nice year.
You know what
nice
the Red Sox have done, though? They're going to break our predictions. You had them at like 82, 83 wins.
Yeah,
I had them at 88 wins. So they're going to be in the. They're going to get the 90s.
They might get to 90.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Mike and the Hoss. Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit.
Are you getting married, celebrating anniversary, or just want to bring something beautiful to that holiday celebration? Linda's Flowers has been serving the Lakes region since 2003. They specialize in fresh-cut flowers, bouquets, plants, and gifts. Linda's Flowers is owned by Gwen, who is a Wolfboro native and focused on serving the local community. 569-4513 or stop by their shop, 91 Center Street in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. The shop is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1. You can also visit their website at flowersinwolfboronh.com, and Linda's Flowers will deliver right to your door. After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Hey, Charlie, you know who else has some great ice cream?
Bailey's Bubble on Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro?
That's right. A Wolfboro institution. They're open from 11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Make sure you tell them Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss, WASR, powered by the MM Shop. All right, we're going to do a little NFL rundown, and we'll talk about our picks as we go. We only differed on one pick, and you ended up winning that one. Oh, I'm sorry, two picks. You had the Jets, and I had New England.
Not true at all. Not true.
I don't
at all.
Buy that.
So what? You saying that I won?
You won.
It's typical.
All right.
Right.
Bears beat the Bengals.
Yes.
Andy Dalton got hurt. Justin Fields came in, did okay.
Yeah.
You know, not great, but he did okay.
Didn't we both? It wasn't one of our picks. We picked the Bengals, didn't we? Did we both pick?
No,
the
we didn't. That was wasn't one of, one it of was our not picks. One of our picks.
Right. I would have picked the Bengals,
but I think we did pick. Well, it wasn't one of our official picks, but I think on our unofficial picks,
yeah,
we picked the Bengals.
Yeah.
That surprised me.
Me too.
Thought the Bengals were a little bit more on a roll. It was in Chicago. I think
the Bears.
I think the Justin Fields time has come. I think we're going to start seeing him now. I don't know how badly Andy Dalton's hurt, but Texans and Browns. The Texans actually were better than I thought they would be.
They were.
I mean, the Browns ended up winning.
Tyrod Taylor got hurt.
Yeah, so I think that was a real impact for them. Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the year, the Texans were wondering where they were going to get a win this year.
Yeah. Right.
And so, they came out obviously last week.
Played them tight.
Good game, Rams at the Colts.
Yes.
The Rams are good.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford has found
a home.
Yeah. That's going to be good. I'm surprised that the Colts were able to put 24 up on the Rams. Carson Wentz is playing pretty well, though, so... I think that's probably one of our games that we did pick, Bills at the Dolphins. We both had the
we
Bills.
Both picked, yeah, the Bills crushed the Dolphins.
Tua was injured.
Yeah. Tua got hurt, and I think that has a lot more to do with it. The Bills certainly looked better than they did against Pittsburgh. I'm not a believer in Pittsburgh, and I think losing to Pittsburgh, I think the Bills are going to get in their own way. And I think we're going to see a lot of this kind of stuff where they're going to start believing the headlines, and then they're not going to show up. because the Bills are, you know, considered one of the top two teams in the AFC with Kansas City.
Yeah. I have to say, though, selfishly, I need the Bills to not show up, but I still need Josh Allen to play well because he's my fantasy QB.
We both picked Patriots. We both picked Patriots over the Jets.
Really? We picked the Patriots? What a surprise. Yeah. Actually, you know, actually, I say that, but October 3rd, we may not be picking the Patriots.
There he goes.
I mean, who knows? Because that is a big game. That's going to be a tough call.
Do you know what's really with Patriots, or do I go with Tom? So on our show on Monday,
yeah,
we're going to have, obviously, the day after talking about the Tampa-New England game, but it's also the end of the regular season for the Red Sox.
Well, yeah, October 5th, if they make it, is the wild card game.
Are we going to be able to even fit in baseball talk? We have to fit in baseball talk that day.
Of course we're going
to
talk about baseball.
We might need a bonus show that week, Eric.
I don't know what this Brady guy. He's overrated. Yeah.
Well, we'll get there.
Should have retired years ago.
Fell off the cliff.
The 49ers were able to overcome the travel, and they beat Philadelphia.
Yes, they did. I told you they were going to beat Philly, and they took care of business.
They did.
That guy Garoppolo, he's pretty good too.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't get hurt, he is pretty good.
I know. He's fragile.
You know, it's going to be the 49ers are going to be like 7-1, and then Schottenheimer is the coach over there, right? Yeah.
Shanahan, thank you.
And the next thing you know, he's going to say, okay, it's time for Trey Lance. Because remember they did that to Alex Smith?
Yep.
And they took him and they put Colin Kaepernick in. The 49ers were like 7-1.
They were rolling.
And it was Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, which one was there? Was it Jim?
I don't remember.
I think John is in Baltimore.
And Jim is in Michigan,
but he was in San Francisco. Yeah. And he said, I think we're going to be better with Colin Kaepernick. And they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing the Super Bowl, but I have a feeling that's going to happen. Jimmy's going to be sitting on the bench the last half of the year.
That's kind of interesting, two former Patriot quarterbacks in games there.
That's right.
Because Jimmy and Jacoby Brissett was stepped in for Tua in Miami. So. And then Brady, I guess, but he doesn't count.
No. Raiders went into Pittsburgh. I don't believe in Pittsburgh. I also don't believe in the Raiders, actually.
You know, but Gruden's got he's a great coach. I think he's got those guys playing well.
Chucky.
He is a good coach. I'll give him that.
I don't believe in Derek Carr. I do not believe in Derek Carr.
He's my backup fantasy quarterback.
No,
so
I don't believe him.
One good week this year.
Go make a music video. But I certainly don't believe. I mean, I told you, and you saw the tweet.
Yeah.
Who do I want to lose the most? The Bills. Who do I want to lose second? Yeah. The Jets. Who do I want to lose third?
The Steelers.
The Steelers.
Yep.
Because Ben Roethlisberger is just a jerk.
Yep.
Thank you. But we both picked the Raiders in that one. That was an official pick. Saints went into Carolina and forgot to bring the same team that they beat Green Bay.
Because we both had Saints winning.
So, question, does this say more about the Saints or Green Bay? Or more about the Panthers or Green Bay?
No, because
the Panthers are 2-0.
Panthers are better than people might expect.
Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
But the Panthers only won like 1914. It was
against the Jets, and we saw what the Jets were yesterday.
I guess people could make the argument that the Patriots lost to the Miami Dolphins 17-16.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. We'll see what happens next week with the Panthers, but it's hard to believe in the Panthers. I don't think that they're going to be standing up at the end of the year.
Superstars by any stretch of imagination.
Broncos are 2-0.
Yeah.
They beat the Jaguars yesterday. Urban Meyer's already pleading with the fans for patience.
I don't think he's ever lost two games in his entire career.
Yeah. Does he make it through the year? Does Urban Meyer make it through the year?
Does he get fired? Does he quit because he can't take losing?
Or does he have health issues? Because he's bailed two years at times between Ohio State and Florida because he had health issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he can't deal with the stress.
Or in a few weeks, there'll be some college job openings.
You mean USC?
Will he be going there?
USC?
UNH. Come to UNH. UNH. Coach Mac retires. Here comes Urban Meyer. Right?
I do not believe in the Broncos. I think that's a week 2-0. Arizona... 34-33 over the Vikings. Oh, is it time to believe in Arizona?
No,
they were a playoff team last year.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. I don't know.
Kyler Murray. I mean, they got some pieces.
They got some pieces.
Chandler
there.
Jones is a beast on defense. How good are the Vikings though?
Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins, they put up
33 points.
They did.
And Kirk Cousins has held out for the most money out of any quarterback that I think we've ever seen. Yeah. He just keeps getting franchised and making $35 million a year.
He's not a
$35 million quarterback, but he pulls it up because he finds teams that have no other choice.
Right.
I'm not ready to believe in the – I just don't know if Kyler Murray, if that kind of a quarterback, small, shifty, just going to – he's going to get hit. He's going to – the Washington quarterback years ago that blew out his knee. Rookie of the year, then blew out his knee.
Jesus.
I don't remember.
Is it Griffin?
Yes, RG3.
Yeah, RG3.
Yeah, I think he's in Baltimore now. I think RG3 is like the third string in Baltimore. Yeah. But I just don't think those because he up in Seattle. Russell Wilson runs with a purpose. Doesn't get hit very often. You know, you see opening. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
You don't see these guys get really hit that often. You see Kyler Murray get hit.
Yeah.
Because he cuts it back into Lamar Jackson. You see these guys get hit. So I'm not sure. Your boy, hopefully you get to meet him soon. Buccaneers, Brady with 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I told you that was almost my opening take that he's borderline superhuman. At this point,
he is.
For the age that he is, we said he's, you know, we talk about hockey, you know, you're an 03, 04. He's a 76.
He's 1 year younger than I am.
Yeah. That's
Think
crazy.
About that. Could you see yourself running around?
I can't see myself standing on a football field. Never mind running. So.
He looks great.
He looks awesome. The Buccaneers look great.
Gronk looks good, too.
Yeah, he does.
You know, so I wonder if Gronk will be standing up, though, at the end of the year.
You know what my wonder is? I'm sure Josh knows my wonder. We're going to see number 11 down there for the playoff push?
No.
No.
I think if anything, he'll play in Foxborough.
Okay. Yeah.
I really do. If he comes out, I think he'll play in Foxborough. Cowboys, that was a good win against the Chargers. I think the Chargers are pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to root for the Cowboys, though. Sorry, Tom.
I'm surprised that they did put up more points. The Cowboys almost lost that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they were up 14-0, and they almost lost that game.
That's my Pittsburgh. You're Pittsburgh. That's my. I never want to see Dallas win.
You know,
I don't know why. I just don't.
Well,
this is not my.
They're America's team.
Yeah, I mean, I want Ezekiel Elliott to have 7 touchdowns.
When Jason Garrett was coaching there, I really wanted this. Mr. Clappy.
Mr. Clappy.
Yeah, I wanted to see him out.
Like, how do you?
But Jerry Jones is another one. I just don't want to see that guy ever win.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught the Titans and the Seahawks last night.
Yes, got to see
that
Seattle.
That was a good. Did you think Russell Wilson, it was overtime, did you think he was down in the end zone? Was that should have been a safety? Did you see that play at the end of the game?
I thought that was a safety.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
And then the Julio Jones overturned. That's another thing. Boy, the referees had a bad day yesterday in the NFL. Every single game had controversial calls. Yeah. Every single one of them. And the Julio Jones one, we're watching it on video. They're doing instant replay. He has both feet in.
Right.
But apparently they've changed the rule that it's like the whole foot now or something like that. It was a bad day for the referees and overall. And then last night, the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Oh, so good to see the Chiefs lose. Not that I'm a Ravens fan.
That's like pick your poison on that one.
Yeah. But what a game. I didn't stay up for the whole thing.
I was done at halftime.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson
beat me.
Lamar Jackson came out and I just don't think he throws the ball very well. No. He had 1 touchdown, 2 picks, and the reason why they won that game because he started running the ball.
Right.
It wasn't because he was throwing the ball; it was because he was running the ball.
What a call on fourth down, though. That's gutsy, and he let his quarterback make that decision.
Yeah,
I like that.
No.
Yeah.
I just the Patriots seem to have the Ravens number. Do they play them this year? Did we go through that when we went through the schedule?
I don't remember.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
This week we got New Orleans, and then all of my focus is on week 4. So, Tom Brady.
Have you gotten down to the Full Belly Bar and Grill to get any more?
I get to get in it, but I have a lot of faith in Eric Scott.
They have a raffle at the Full Belly?
Yeah, down at the Full Belly Deli they have a raffle. Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
You spend $25 and you get a punch card, and then every $25 you spend, you get another entry. Into it. I'm hoping Mike wins, and he'll probably want to take me. But I'm holding out for Eric Scott
to be able to
get us press passes.
I'm up to 6 entries.
That's cool. I hope you win.
I do too. So does Sam. So does Will. So does
Carla.
So does a whole bunch of
everybody.
You know, Carla wants no part of it.
I can drive. You know what? I
no
could be,
part of it.
You know what? I could just drive you guys down. I just
got shorter all of a sudden.
You know, just be in the parking lot waiting to see Tom.
All right. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Faymore at Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Carroll County Oil,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Weston Auto Body,
Linda's Flowers,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
Full Belly Deli,
and the Full Belly Bar and Grill. We will be back on Thursday at 4 o'clock with our picks and more Kingswood news.